A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. So let's talk about our souls and our feet. And I mean both souls, S-O-L-E-S, as in the bottoms of our feet, and souls, S-O-U-L-S, as in the eternal spirit that we each embody, the spirit that animates our flesh. Homonyms can get confusing, so I might be doing some spelling. You've probably heard the affirmation that we're not physical beings trying to become spiritual. Rather, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. Jesus of Nazareth, whom we have come to understand as the embodiment of the Creator of all that is, constantly refers to himself as the Son of Man, which could also be translated equally well as the human one, or even as the earthling. This is the human through whom we come to see the true nature of God, and so we give it a fancy theological term, hypostatic union. We follow Jesus, one person with two distinct and nonetheless complete natures, human and divine. This Jesus tonight shows us God's healing, comforting, restorative nature. He kneels at the feet of his disciples to wash their feet. Now let's just take a minute to consider the down and dirty part of this picture. These followers of Jesus did not come prepared for this. They didn't have a nice, refreshing shower, put on clean socks, deodorize their shoes, get in their air-conditioned cars, drive to a paved parking lot, and walk across a nice sidewalk to get to this dinner. They lived at a time when, as often as not, public streets were the same things as public sewers. Those had to be some pretty nasty feet. The image is really striking. The disciples are just like us, eternal souls learning from the Master how to have the right physical experience. And on a very raw, very real level, those eternal souls, S-O-U-L-S, come in contact with the earth, their physical life, through the soles, S-O-L-E-S, the bottoms of their feet. And it's messy. It's embarrassing to have someone else see what's going on down there. It's painful. It's where all sorts of bumps and scrapes and cuts and bruises come. And it is absolutely essential. It is the point from which all of our journeying in life emanates. The soul is where the soul meets the earth. And Jesus kneels and washes it. He refreshes and rejuvenates. He does not clean their feet and then teach them how to levitate through life so as to never get bruised or dirty again, does he? It seems to be what Peter wants, maybe a little bit, and maybe we do too. Master, then, not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Don't just wash my feet. Let me just float in the pool of your mercy. But that's not what Jesus is about. But you gotta love Peter, don't you? He's such a good stand-in for us. Jesus reveals God's nature and God's desire for us. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. And then our passage from Paul tonight recalls the very same instruction in different words. Do this in remembrance of me. In this retelling of the beginning of the central sacrament that we come together to celebrate, we're told to remember him. Remember, it's Paul who gives us that beautiful image of each Christian being a member of Christ's living body. Let that image instruct you tonight when Father Chris speaks the words of consecration. To remember Jesus, the risen Christ, cannot only mean to recall his journey, no matter how reverently and devotedly we do it. It's not about recalling the event. To remember Jesus is to reconstitute the living body of Christ. For the down and dirty, painful, embarrassing, but absolutely essential human journey of those who are all around us. It is to kneel down and wash some feet. When we come together here, we are given the food of word, of community in prayer, and of Eucharist to enable us to remember the living body of Christ more fully each day. Tonight we have two beautiful scriptural scenes, the washing of the feet and Jesus in the manner of the Jewish Seder meal from the tradition that he was raised in, celebrating Thanksgiving. With those two scenes in mind, I want to offer you two simple things to ponder. As our souls, S-O-L-E-S, tread on the world, we get tired and dirty and bruised. And when we find ourselves there, God's true nature is to offer us healing. If we can be patient and humble enough to accept it. And that healing is for a purpose, so that we might be instruments of healing for others. To remember Jesus is not something we can accomplish just between our ears. We remember Christ when we take the Eucharist into ourselves and carry it in our bodies to refresh and rejuvenate somebody else's soiled and hurting soul. And you can spell that one any way you like.